100.7 WHUD morning. It's 8:47 with Mike and Casey.
6'5" actor Tim Robbins won an Oscar for Mystic River, was nominated as Best Director for Dead Man Walking, featuring his former partner Susan Sarandon. Now their son Jack has directed his own movie called VH Yes. Tim and Jack Robbins joined Mike and Casey on 100.7 WHUD.
Ooh, I'm going to try my best to sound radio ready with my voice. How's this?
Oh, very nice.
Sounds good. Say hi to Casey.
Hello. Hi, Casey.
You guys have been practicing. You sound good.
Let me start with you, Jack, because you got this new movie out, VH Yes, a comedy, right?
It is at its heart a comedy, but has different themes for sure.
Your father and your mother are in it, so tell us what it's like to direct Tim Robbins.
Well, he's very tall. I've known him for years, so we definitely have a little bit of rapport. It was fun because for years he told me what to do, and now I get to tell him what to do as a director. No, he's great. I mean, it was really fun. I've worked with him before. And both of them have very small parts of the movie, which they were nice enough to agree to. And it was really fun to work with them. I've always wanted to, and then this kind of just lined up.
Wonderful. And Tim, how did you feel about watching your son direct?
Always so proud. You know, it's very hard because I've directed before. It's very hard to be on a set, on any set, where, you know, a director is working because I always have ideas. So I have to shut up. I just, my job every day was just to keep my mouth shut and let Jack do his job. And, you know, there would be times when something would happen and I'd have, you know, I'd want to say something, and within 5 minutes, he'd already taken care of it. So he's very capable. And I at some point, I just said, you know what, just relax, let him do it, you know. And the same thing in the editing process, you know, he stuck with it and stuck with it. And just so proud of him. I don't know if you've been reading these reviews. I can brag because I'm not in much of the movie, but it's amazing. Zodiac Indian is amazing reviews. They're starting to compare him to Cronenberg and Lynch and, you know, all these amazing. It's so cool.
And, you know, it's in his blood, don't you think, Tim? I mean, considering his parents?
No, he's adopted. We haven't said that to anybody.
What?
Well, yeah, Jack, we were wanting to do this on the radio. Just so we, you know.
Why do you always tell me these things during interviews?
No, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's in the blood. I think Jack has his own talent and his own vision, his own sense of humor, and his own way of doing things. And I individualism is awesome when you witness it in your son. You don't want a cookie cutter thing. You don't want someone that does everything you say, because that would be boring.
Right. Jack Henry, do you remember the first time you had that camera in your hand and you said, I think I'm going to do this for a while?
Well, I remember growing up in New York City, I was always fascinated with people. You know, I remember being on the subway as a 15-year-old, being fascinated by the shoes that people wore. You know, there'd be a woman with a red dress who wore running shoes, and I was just so curious, like, what her life was like. Why is she wearing running shoes? Kind of people's stories and the things that they allow you to see is what fascinated me with telling stories. And, you know, watching the right movies at the right time really helped as well. We live in an age now where you can pick up a camera and make it something. I mean, VHS is about a 12-year-old kid who records over his parents' wedding tape. The movie is you watching him record over his parents' wedding tape, what he watches in late-night television, his life with his friends, and everything in between during the same time that his parents' marriage is falling apart. So it's a very interesting, structured movie, but I really relate to that freedom that a camera can give you, you know? And I definitely, growing up, had a camera that suddenly allowed me to make stories whenever I wanted to.
I just have one quick question, Tim, about Shawshank Redemption, because that's become such a cult movie. Is there any way that you can make another edition of it, or did that story pretty much come to an end on the original?
This is the sequel to Shawshank Redemption. It's in theaters now.
Touché.
Very good. Thank you, guys. We look forward to seeing it. Anything else our listeners need to know this morning?
Alamo Draft House Cinemas, that, across the country. In New York.
The website is vhes.fun to go get tickets. It's all over the place.
Perfect. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us on.
Thanks a lot.
We had such a good time.
Such a good time. Go see VHS.
And look for Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon in Jack Robbins' movie.